Oh, I hear it. Here it is. Testing, testing. So we're at the airport. Leaving again to United States, and we had a great trip. What comments do you want to say about looking back on the trip?
Well, looking back on the trip, my brother, sister, and all the family, I'm very happy with it. They turned out to be I ever dreamed of. And they've been very nice, open arm. They did everything they could possibly make our trip good. And when they got the phone call first time, they thought they were having a heart attack. They never dreamed of it. They were so shocked. They're so happy that they've been thinking about it, but they look for it like I was, but like I said, everything went out good and they're sweet. I had a big family over there I didn't know. All I can say is hopefully another trip sometime. That's it.
I hear something weird on here.
Huge.
I'm not sure what it is, but we'll keep going. And do you hope to come back again?
Yep. Hopefully soon. My brother joking, saying 5 years, he said. But next year, his birthday is 60, and Korea is a 60 years birthday, is a big, so I don't know what's gonna happen. See what happened.
I wonder why the sound is coming out.
Let me see.
If you keep listening, and you'll hear a do you hear anything weird coming on there?
Keep breathing. You're probably hearing this.
Okay. What are things that you feel like you learned about your family?
They're pretty good help. And I'm glad that we make this trip because we all get old. My brother's almost 60, I'm 56. And we're getting older, it's hard to travel that long. So I'm glad that we make this trip. See what happens next time. Oh, we have a lot of fun. We've been run to the ringer. We're very happy with it. Mm-hmm. Glad to be back home too. It's nice to go, but it's nice to come back home. See, I can't wait to see our family, myself. Home. Home away from home.
Anything else you want to say?
Oh, that's it. Now it's a long journey.
You glad you brought your daughter, even though she's a pain in the ass?
Yes, I am. I'm glad she come down and see her family. She was so happy to see all of them. She didn't know how big family I had. And she helped me quite a bit. I wouldn't know how to do it. Beginning to think of what I could have done. I don't think I could do it myself. So that was very happy. She could go, she could make it herself. And she been helping me quite a bit. Oh, we've been eating a lot of food. I think I gained about 10 pounds last 15 days. Very bad.
Okay.
Back on track. Hopefully we'll get back on track. Then I'm glad we found our family. That's about it. I'm very happy with it.
Anything else?
No disappointment. I'm not disappointed. I didn't know what to expect, really. But they all ended up good. Their kids all big. They were very well. That's it. Then we gotta go boarding.
Oh, I better stop. Is this better? I hope so. Sounds better. Okay. Tell us where we are and where we just came from.
Well, we just come from Japan. We're in United States. Chicago.
And where did we... How was it with your brother and how do you feel about the end of the trip?
I'm tired. My brother was good. Everybody doing pretty good. Surprising. They got a lot of big family over there. I'm very exhausted. This is a crap.
And talk about when you were sitting with your brothers and talking in the circle.
And talking about old time when we were grown up, how hard we had, this and that. We laugh and we cry. That's it.
And one sentence overall. Okay. Anything else?
Anything else? I'm glad we went to make this trip. My daughter helped me a lot. She realized that she had a lot of big family. And I don't know, I could have this trip without her. And Korea is so much change, so big, everything. I'm glad she went. Now we're gonna go separate. That's it. She's going back to California, I'm going back to New York.
Why are you happy you went?
Well, we all getting old. They were looking for me too, so I must have had a feeling. That's it.
And now you're gonna go back home and rest.
Yes, very much so. International flights are kind of
pain
in the neck, and it's a really custom giving us a crap. Oh, we made it, so.
But was it worth it?
Oh, yeah. I guess everybody got to go through this, so no big deal.
Did you learn anything new about yourself coming here, coming to Korea? Learning, do you remember anything from the past?
No. I know my brother and sister, they're doing all good, but even then, now it's same as before. It's just that everybody got older, more wiser, that's all. Yeah, have a family. Everybody had a family. Like I told you before, we all got family somewhere. I know they all got family, but I wasn't sure how many.
So it was good.
Yeah.
Now we go our separate ways.
Yep, my daughter helped me a lot, tremendously. I don't know what I can do with this trip without her. It's been kind of confusing, but we made it.
What was confusing?
Hotel, trying to find my brother, and this and that. We found one day. Not even one day. A few hours, really. That was good.
Work.
Yep. Now I gotta go back to her, and we're gonna go a separate way. You better get going, too.
Yeah.
Love
you. Okay. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Make a good trip. Say hi to Babette.
3, 2, 1. Well, we're here at the airport. We landed in America this morning, and I feel very tired. Overall, very well. It went really, really well. And my mom, she left for Syracuse, and now I'm here waiting for my plane to Oakland. And there's a lot of people here in the airport. I'm just feeling a little, I feel happy to have met my beautiful family and have this great experience with my mom. And although we had our challenges of, well, she got really testy sometimes, my mom got kind of sometimes hard to deal with, but I see that when she's feeling uncertain or feeling stressed, she kind of takes it out on the one she loves the most or the one she knows the most. And I know she loves me, and I just dealt with it the best way that I could, which was to just avoid those situations, although her wrath can be overwhelming at times. But when she's happy, she's really happy. And it's joyous to be around her when she's happy. She just told me that she couldn't have done it without me and that she was really happy that I came with her. And that made me feel really good, because you never know these things until someone tells you. And leaving the airport, my family dropped us at the airport this morning, but of course they waited. I was expecting just to get out of the car and go, but they had someone park their car for them. Then we all went inside and checked our bags in, and then we went to eat. And my auntie found a bug in her soup, so it was less money because it was hella expensive. Then we had our breakfast, and I missed my family. And then we walked, and they waited while we went through the gate, and we waved and waved and waved some more. So it was really sweet goodbye. And they're very, very good people. and they love me, and they got so many presents. I was spoiled. They kept giving me more and more presents, especially my Chokang Wei Sam Chun, my mother's younger brother, and their family really took me in under their wing, and they want me to come back soon. So I told them I would, and we did so much. We saw so many temples, and I love this Buddhism. I feel like it's inside me since I did so much meditation in my life, and now I'm connected once again, and I see that it's because it's in my blood. And I realize that in Korea there's so much rich history and rich customs and culture that I'm so happy to finally be connected with, which I never was before. So I feel blessed to finally connect with that culture, my culture, and my people, and my family. And now looking around the airport, I'm surrounded by white people. Before that, I was surrounded by Koreans and Asians. And it's kind of strange to look around and see these people, which I don't find very attractive at all. Excuse my language, but they look like pigs. I'm not sure who can hear me or who can't, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, it's now Saturday still. But really, my time, it's Sunday morning, and I'll be traveling till evening because I had to meet my mom in Chicago, go to Korea, and come back to Chicago. So I kind of went 8 hours out of my way, but it was well worth it, and I benefited much more than I can ever express in words. So that's it. Okay, bye-bye. Oh, okay, another thing. Jiuna, I was listening to all the music that he downloaded on his MP3s, and she's ugly. Oh, nasty. Nasty. And it's all like romantic music. He's such a romantic guy. Good thing he's my cousin. That's sweet. So I was listening to that music, and good. I like it. Okay, I think that's it. Bye.